Hello, this is John.
Hey, John. John, again, local splash there. Sorry, we're playing phone tag back and forth there a little bit. I feel bad. I hope I didn't disturb too much.
No, not at all. Thanks, John.
Okay. Perfect, perfect. I'm glad. Last thing I want to do is do any hurt your business, man. The whole point is to help your business grow. So I was like, oh. Okay. Yes, sir. Always. All right. So, John, did you get a chance to look at everything, come up with any questions, concerns that I can answer for you before we get started with anything here?
No, it looked good.
Beautiful. All right. So, John, I pretty much have everything in here. Now, far as us contacting you, would this be the best phone number for us to contact you, not your customers?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And again, I have to, company policies, I have to make sure I have everything correct here. So, Protech Carpet Care and Service, 4824 20th Street. You said 2231, 93536. Is that right?
93539.
Oh, 39. I'm glad I checked that. Okay. Perfect. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay. Now, the next part from here is far as our team going over everything with you in heavy detail. It wouldn't be right now, so I don't want to eat too much of your time. Tomorrow, do you have an hour window to speak with them?
Yeah. They were going to call. Were they the ones who were going to call at 7?
Correct. Yes, sir. I just wanted to make sure I confirm. Like I said, I hate to do all that all over again, but I just want to make sure I have that on there. So now, John, for everything here, let me make sure I have this as a reminder for them. We do. Okay. On Google, everything has to match up here. So far as your hours of operations, how would you like to be found on there? You got 24/7, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. So I have to make sure I put that in there, and we're all set. So the next thing is, before we go any further, we want to go over your security question. Now, you have three choices. Just don't forget anything. Okay? Or forget your own security question. So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you think?
First pet.
First pet it is. Okay. Now remember, this answer will never change, and we will never give out your answer. So what would that answer be?
Lady, L-A-D-Y.
Oh, that's cute. All right, perfect. And I'm going to go ahead and put that in here. Boom, boom. All right, now remember, we'll never ask or give out that. If any red flags come to mind and you don't feel comfortable, make sure to call that hang-up, call that 877 number, okay?
Okay.
All right, just making sure you're protected, man. All right, John, so next part here is on the card that we're using today. Is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Has a middle initial.
Okay, and what would that letter be?
J.
Oh, perfect. Did you ever have like JJ as a nickname before?
No, I wasn't really when I was a kid. You know, they would just say like, "Hey, you moron."
I thought my name was go away from my parents, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. All right. And also, John, on the billing address to the card that will be used today, is it the 4824 20th Street, or is it going to be a different address for that?
No, same address.
Okay, beautiful. And then what kind of card are we using today? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It'll be an American Express.
Okay, perfect. And for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. It is 3774-7424.
Okay.
661-2008.
Awesome. And the expiration date on that?
12/27.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
2860.
Perfect. Okay. And before I process any type of payment, I need to make sure, John, that I hit refresh a few times. As you could tell, I'm not lying here. We got you at a very good discounted rate. I want to make sure it stays like that. So give me 2 seconds to refresh. one more time just to be safe. Okay, we're good. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $249. Please stay on the phone with me. I want to keep to my promises here, okay?
Okay. So, sure.
Yes, sir. And now you're going to receive either a, well, not either, you're going to receive both, either a text and an email, whichever comes first. Oh, I just went through already. Whichever comes first, let me know. That way I can direct you so you can see everything for yourself on paper like I promised there, okay?
Okay. Looks like, no. Something lit up. I don't know if it's text or email. Let me see.
Okay.
Not on text, so see if it came email. There it is, special spot. Now the text came in.
Perfect. Okay, so either or, whichever you want to open up. If it's the email, only open up the one that says initial invoice. If it's the text, you can just pop it open. And in there, there's a spot where it says, click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see anything like that?
Click here. Yes. Okay.
All right. And so in there is a breakdown of everything we discussed, just as promised. And I'm going to be here with you if in case you have questions, concerns, you can ask me while I'm here with you. You're also going to notice there's a few other packages that's going to be listed in there with a short description of it. Just to say if you ever want to upgrade your package in the future, you're more than welcome to do so. And after you read everything through, you see that everything is there. At the bottom, there's a checkbox you have to click, and then you're going to type in your name. But before you do that, take your time. I'm here with you, okay?
Okay, so verifying I am authorizing credit cards. My sign seems confirmed authorized for the statement company. Okay, acknowledge signature electronic with a handwritten. All right, so trying to sign document by typing your name. Exactly as appears on the button. Okay. So, John J. Confirm signature. Okay. It's going through.
Awesome. All right. And it should take you to like a login page area, right?
No, it's please accept the terms by clicking off the above checkbox.
Oh, yep, everyone misses it. it's small. We have to click that just to say that that's you. Yeah.
okay. There we go. There. Let's try that. Okay. Username. It sends me to Local.
It should say local splash, like a login. This is your dashboard. That's where it should be taking you to.
Okay. It says username.
Yep. All done. Okay. So, John, tomorrow, when our techs could give you a call, they're going to go over first thing. If I call in with them, I'll introduce you guys if I can. If I'm stuck on a call or in a meeting, they still will give you a call, and they will ask that security question, okay? And they'll go over that part right there because, I told you you'll be able to track everything. This is your next best friend, okay? Keep track of it because calls, if you miss something on your phone, it will still track it on this too. So if you miss opportunities, more money out of your pocket, right? So we want to make sure this is working very well for you. So they want to show you how to track it all, how to see everything come to fruition for yourself. All right, John?
Okay, now, you say it's going to track. Does that track every phone call that comes into my phone?
No, not your phone. Just going through Google on there. Yeah. So anything going through Google or your website or anything of that nature, you'll even be able to update your website from here as well, too. It's you can track through your phone, going looking at it on your phone or on a computer, completely up to you. We just don't want you just thinking that we're telling you we got all these leads and stuff like that for you, and you're not you're just taking our word for it. We don't want that. We want to make sure you're fully involved, making sure we're still good in communication with you, and everything's working properly. So that's one of the biggest things right there.
Okay. It says username and password.
Mm-hmm.
What's username for this?
Well, if I tell you right now and you logged in, you won't see really anything because they're going to start developing that. So they want to show you how to maneuver through there tomorrow. So that's how important the call is tomorrow.
They'll tell me what that is tomorrow.
Correct. Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, because I was just wondering how am I going to get in. So, okay, that makes sense.
Yes, sir. Well, John, I got to say this. Welcome to the local Splash family over here. All right. Congratulations, sir. So,
thanks for your help.
Yeah, of course.
Pleasant attitude. You got a great attitude. I love it.
I appreciate it. I appreciate that, sir. I have to ask, though, John, you've been in business for quite some time. Have you always lived in California, or did you move from a different area?
Born in Burbank and raised in Sylmar and live in the Antelope Valley now.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, I was in Burbank for quite some time. I was right next to the ArcLight movie theater. I'm not sure if it's still there, though.
Yeah, a lot has changed down there. They've changed a lot. But I was there as a kid. From there, we moved to North Hollywood. Was that North Hollywood there? And then moved to Sylmar and lived there basically until I was, out of college, got married, and then moved to Van Nuys for a short time and then to, Valencia and out into the Antelope Valley because the housing was just so much more affordable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now,
definitely.
Moved all the criminals and homeless people out here, so they've made a mess of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've moved so many just inner city people up here and homeless, and because they cleared it out for all the, Staples Center and all that stuff. They had to make all those new stadiums, and they wanted to clean it up. So, hey, you can still get your everything you want, Antelope Valley. And they even put signs up down there, John, on billboards. Move to the Antelope Valley and get the same house, that you get a great house, the same amount you're paying here. We'll even pay you $20,000 to move.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah, where's my $20,000?
Yeah, I was going to say, what about the people that are already there?
Yeah. No, our mayor here is just he's a crook. He'll take it in. He'll do what he can. And, he's an interesting cat.
Seems like it.
California is just empty. And the governor here is just, people are just leaving in groves.
Yeah.
It's only going to take state because no one's going to be producing. It's just going to be all take. They're all going to go.
I feel like it's going to take a heavy hit like this to help them realize there needs to be a big adjustment, a big change for the better, not for the worse. Like they're going backwards on a lot of stuff, I feel like, these days. So I don't know.
Well, I recommend it because I think both parties are, equally, well, not quite equally, but they're both bad.
Yeah.
But you look at cities that are run by Democrats, the crime rates, the murder rates, the poor employment record, they're terrible.
It's astronomical. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Republican run ones are hands above. I mean, they're so far above. And there's one, I think there's one, Republican run state that's doing poorly, but I think he's just more of the liberal mindset,
I was going to say, sometimes you'll get that liberal area and it's like, I'm sorry. I know we're not supposed to talk politics, but.
Yeah. Well, the Antelope Valley is fairly conservative. It is a very conservative area, but we're surrounded by the major cities, LA, San Diego, San Francisco, they're the ones who destroy. I mean, they wanted to vote, we've got crime. So the way that we stop the crime is carjacking. We're just going to lower the crime, the time for doing the crime. Well, that's really going to work. Carjackings go up, Dumb.
Right.
Dumb.
That's
dumb.
Crazy.
If you're speeding and you know that your ticket, instead of getting a fine, they're going to pay you, you're probably going to speed more.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, what are they thinking on this stuff? Sometimes.
They're not.
I don't know.
You know, and you have to think it's on purpose and it's deeper than we even imagine, because you can't accidentally do what we're witnessing in this country. It just,
right.
It doesn't happen. No, it's purposeful.
Yep.
That's opinion anyway.
I'll end it with this here, John. You know, I'm a firm believer of this too. You know, I could be wrong, but it's kind of like, back in the day I was very big into comics and all that stuff, but if you really look at it, a hero is only as strong and as powerful as the villain. And, you know, because they rise up to the occasion a lot, you know, so I'm hoping that this type of era right now rises some kind of hero with that. You know what I mean? Not like, you know, a superhero, but you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be something from that, you know? So I keep the positive mindset with it, but you just never know.
Well, you know, I remember when Reagan came in, it was after the Vietnam War,
mm-hmm.
and I did not feel good about America because of the way they portrayed our vets and stuff. And Reagan got in, and I remember when he got in, I remember feeling better. It's like the shiny city on the hill. I mean, he really changed my viewpoint on America, and he was the hero. He was the one who dropped taxes. He got people working. The economy was better than it had ever been. And he rose to the occasion, you know? And I thought, sure. Gosh, just he's an actor. Come on.
I was going to say that, too. But a lot of people don't realize that now. People, even some people my age, right? They're like, I'm like, hey, he was an actor. And he became a president, man, you know? And he did a darn good job. Sorry, I was recording.
and real quickly, I was an anti-Trump guy. I was just full set against him. He got in, and I just watched what he did, because I'm kind of hard to convince. I'm a hard sell, you know. You know, to agree to what we're agreeing to today, I'm a hard sell. I don't, you know, it's really hard to sell me something. And I just watched what he did. I watched his accomplishments. I said, you know what? I don't care how he talks. I don't like what he says. I don't like that he tweets. But you know what? He's getting the job done. And
yeah.
Our gas, $2.40 a gallon, where it's like $7 now here, in a lot of places.
Yeah.
But he did stuff, and it's like, okay, convince me by showing me what you do. And
yeah.
I'm like, hey, the guy rose to the occasion, and we had peace. We didn't have war. I mean, so many things. So,
yeah.
You know, they do arise, but in my opinion, if you steal stuff and you steal an election, it's kind of hard. It's like in a football game. You can't beat the refs. If the refs decide.
True.
You can't beat him, you know?
It's true.
You sound like a great guy, John. I'll tell you.
You too. It must be because it's John, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the reason why. Cause, hey, you know, come on. In our humble...
I feel like I could talk to you for months here, man.
Yeah.
Well,
hey,
John,
thanks,
it's a pleasure.
If you can call in tomorrow, great. I'll talk to you then. If not,
all right.
Blessing.
Hey, God bless. You take care, okay? We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.